I'm hoping when I lose these 30 pounds that, you know, I won't have more pain. There's literally a guy feeding this woman. There's so it looks like some French fries, some pancakes.
Auntie Vera was in the chat room early, but Vera, if you're up and around and you want to talk to Adam, just hop on Zoom and I'll find you there and I'll pull you in and you can talk to Adam.
There's nachos. There's buttered toast. There's strangely enough, there's sliced avocado. It doesn't really seem to go with everything. Are there pancakes? And hash browns. Maybe it's breakfast. Maybe what I thought was nachos is scrambled eggs with bacon. No, seriously though, I've started having foot pain, and either I'm dying, or my body has just now told me that it doesn't want to carry my weight anymore. I mean, one of those two things has to be, you know.
So wait, what's happening?
Foot pain in my heels when I walk. But not all the time, just occasionally. Well, when I say occasionally.
Yeah, like, didn't you say that you had plantars?
Well, I was self-diagnosing myself. I hear that causes heel pain.
I'm self-diagnosing myself. Did you go to a doctor?
No, I didn't. I don't do that. Daniel, I promise you, one day I'm going to fall over dead.
Yes.
And it's going to be a surprise to everyone. Because
will you leave me your stuff? Will you leave me all your electronics?
Yeah, you can have my electronics. I don't think anybody else wants it. But yeah, no, I don't. I'm just like, oh, my heel hurts. I'm not going to go like.
Oh, I'm reading the email. So Vera just emailed me because I truly did not realize that you were live right now. I was talking about finding your podcast when you were not live. No links seemed to work for me. Oh, that's true because we got rid of the. Okay, I know what to send her. So we need to send her anchor.fm/mixminus, right?
Oh, yeah. Do we say mixminuspodcast.com? Did you say that?
Yeah, yeah. That's where he was going. But most people subscribe to the show. So it's just like, at the moment, though.
I'll put a subscribe. I mean, it's a work in progress.
I know.
But I'll put a subscribe link on that page.
I took care of it. I emailed Vera, it's anchor.fm/mixminus.
Why is he looking for that? We haven't released anything since last week.
Well, he didn't realize that we were recording right now. So he was probably trying to, maybe he's behind. Maybe
if he needs entertainment, he could just listen to us live right now.
Maybe he wanted to go listen to an older episode. Maybe he wanted
I'm still recording. I should stop.
Maybe he's counting the number of times that we say like.
Well, I haven't seen Evita Cyclone, so I'm not really sure. But is it like a long drawn out like illness or something? Does Evita? She succumb to the consumption?
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I don't like sad stories, so I usually avoid.
Truth is, I never left you.
I'm actually really surprised that I watch stuff like Grey's Anatomy because I really am. Even though I don't like to go to the doctor, I am a bit of a hypochondriac, and I always have worries that I'm going to die of something horrible. And
did St. Elsewhere ever make it to any kind of outlet? I used to love that show. Let's see.
I used to watch Trapper John M.D.
You know, that was a spinoff of MASH. Yeah.
I never watched MASH, though.
I watched MASH because it was on every afternoon when I'd come home from school. It was just like, you know, it was in syndication. What is going on with track tonight?
I feel like I had some strange television habits when I was younger. Like, why at age like 11 was I watching Knott's Landing and Trapper John M.D. and Matlock? I don't know. Like, why? But I did.
Why are you watching these things? Let's see. Saint Elsewhere. Saint Elts.
And the Ann Southern Show.
Yeah, you love that. I do. The Ann Southern Show. You've like played those. Let's see. It is available on Hulu? Really? I can actually see it on Hulu? I know what I'm doing this weekend. Let's see. We were supposed to go kayaking with a couple, and then they had to cancel. Well, they had to reschedule.
With the couple?
Yes. Huh. And anyway, they had to reschedule. We took Monday off. Both of us took Monday off because we're going to Animal Kingdom on Monday. Oh, wow. St. Elsewhere is on Hulu. That's so amazing. I love this theme song, too. It's like it was a Mike Post show, I think. He also did like Hill Street Blues. Yeah, but this theme song is so great. You should like it. It's got brass in it.
So far, that's synthesizer.
It's fake brass. Wow. Had Ed Begley Jr. in it? I forgot about that. Ed Begley Jr., Terrence Knox, Howie Mandel, when he had hair, David Morse, Christina Pickles. And Denzel Washington. And what's his name? The voice of Kit. William Daniels. So it's like, think about that, Adam. Think about it. This is a TV show that has Howie Mandel, Denzel Washington, Ed Begley Jr., and what's his name? The voice of Kit.
Michael.
I know. It's an amazing... Oh, it was such a great show. And it was not... I never watched that show. Not on my... You should. As I'm saying, it was on... I was a child when it was on. I hope this isn't a Space 1999 thing where I'm just remembering. It was on in 1982. So it's like, I have childhood memories of this, but...
Oh, you know, we were talking about Jane Lynch.
Yes.
She's on an episode of West Wing as one of the... I don't know if she's on multiples, but I just saw her recently, like, and she was in the press pool. She was like a press person.
Yes. Love CJ Craig.
So I don't know. I don't know if she's going to make more appearances, but I was just like, oh my God, that's Jane Lynch. I just saw her on The Weakest Link.
Okay. That worked for him. And he says, please tell Adam that the link on Pride 48 doesn't work.
For what?
All right, if you go to pride48.com/shows, yes, and when you click on,
I know
we just
that.
Need to put an article on that blog that says, hey, by the way, if you're looking for the show while we're working on this, or if you're looking for the show audio, it's here.
Yeah. Yeah, it leads to sample page.
Well, by the way, I was going to call into your show.
Yes.
I probably should, because you need the content.
I do. Baron left me 2 voicemails today.
I was just going to say, you better fucking not go play that Corona concert.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'm going to. I was waiting to see if... I mean, I'm not, if that's what it's going to be. But I was waiting to see if they're going to like send the orchestra an email and say, yeah, that's what the choir's doing, but the orchestra is going to do this other thing. But if they say, yeah, we're all going to be in the auditorium... playing our instruments with 300 people or whatever, with the choir and everybody else. I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it.
You can show them this website, theconductorsguild.org, where they have the latest performance research on coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like everyone's decided that is geeky gay in syndication? What does that mean?
So, who was it?
I know what syndication is, but we're not a television show. I mean, we're podcasts. Like, I know what syndication is, but like, we don't have network, like ABC, CBS, you know, whatever. Mm. It's released on an RSS feed.
He's asking for a friend.
I learned something interesting today, though.
Yes, what?
That Baron Frosty told me. There is a podcast. So, and one of the reasons I was mentioning that like Pocket Casts will sync your stuff, so you don't have to like resubscribe when you get a new device or whatever. There is a podcast. When Baron was looking for my show, he wanted to resubscribe to it. He found a show called Two Geeky Gays.
Oh, wow.
And it's husbands who geek together, stay together, is their theme.
You should totally like email Cy me. Like,
and
can
Marcus
I be,
bring
can
you
I be on
articles,
your show?
Reviews, we videos, could, podcasts, and more.
You could be a throuple.
Three geeky gays.
You could just be a little three-way, a little fling, a little three-way fling that they could have.
I wonder how long they've been around. I wonder who has been around the longest.
Heading over to Podchaser.
Me or them?
You know, Podchaser. It's the IMDb of podcasting, Adam. Let's see. Geeky gay. I don't see two geeky gays.
Two geeky gays.
Okay, but I typed in geeky gay. I see relatively geeky network, gay future, dumb gay politics, geeky dungeon, gay a talks, a gay and a non-gay, geeky clean show.
Do you see geeky gay?
Yeah, you're the first. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're the very first thing. Sorry. No, I don't see two geeky gays. Sorry. So it can't be a very long, can't have been around for very long because it's not listed.
So I clicked on there. I found them on
iTunes.
No, I found them on Twitter. And if this is the same ones he was talking about, it looks like they may have just started in 2020. I think they've only got 11 episodes total.
Look at that, and they've got they're using cartoon characters in their thing, just like you. They stole from you.
How dare they? Like, we would never steal from other podcasts.
Never.
Ever. There is.
Never.
Anyway, that's interesting. Oh, and they're followed. Never. That's interesting as well. They're followed by Paul Chandler.
Who's Paul Chandler?
Shai Yeti.
Oh.
Also, Rob Watson, who I believe is he PNS Explosion? Or is that someone else? I don't know.
Who? Rob?
Rob Watson. He also follows me.
I don't know. I'm looking at their YouTube channel. Let's see what this says. I understand and I wish to proceed.
We love horror. And on the run-up to Halloween, we thought we would share some of our favorite horror films that you probably won't have seen or have forgotten.
I like his voice.
If you're struggling for something to watch this spooky season,
I wonder
season,
if they lived in the UK.
Check out some of these films. We'll be making a mini-series with an episode for each genre, so if you enjoy this video, don't forget to subscribe and click the bell for notifications of our next episode. We'll be kicking off the series with Stalkers, Slashers, and Psychos. First off, P2. P2 is a tense roller coaster that takes
a lot of mouth
Christmas
noise
Eve.
In that. I don't know if you're hearing
Businesswoman
it.
Angela finds herself locked in an underground car park. But if being trapped weren't enough, she's stuck in there with a psychopath who has a
They sound younger than they are, though.
And she must fight to survive
them. I mean, not that being older is bad. I'm just saying that voice sounded young, like early.
Listen on Spotify. Listen on Apple Podcasts. Oh, it's a Wix site? Wix site, the home of the gay geeky goodness. Yeah, they don't. There's the podcast up here. It's like they don't link to the podcast.
They do on the YouTube page. Yeah, they have 11 episodes though. So,
Does it have dates on them? Like how often?
It's 2020. I think all of them were in 2020.
Yeah, but like every week or every 2 weeks or.
It's Tuesday the 13th of October, and we've got loads more exciting news.
The Resident Evil reboot is being cast.
Green Lantern is gay.
And everybody's talking about Jamie.
All this and more on this week's episode of Two Geeky Gays,
the podcast.
So we're going to start straight off with some movie news for you.
I really like his voice.
The cast of the new Resident Evil reboot film was announced, and it's amazing.
They're all so good.
Mm-hmm. The film is going to feature Kaya Scodelario.
They're using a... Dollars to Donuts are using a Yeti because one of them is further away from it than the other one.
Could be.
And I can hear just a tad of room noise in it.
Mario as Claire Redfield, Hannah John Carmen as Jill Valentine, Robbie Amell as Chris Redfield, Tom Hopper as Albert Wesker, and Neil McDonough as William Burke, and as well as Aaron...
Aaron Jogia.
Jogia. I've just been practicing his name.
He's so pretty.
There you go. You should reach out to them.
I'll have to see if they have like a voicemail line or something.
They have a Facebook page.
No, I don't do the Facebook.
Oh, that's right. You just gave me the whole lecture about how you don't do the Facebook. I need to get beverage.
Why can I never remember where the Apache folder is?
I don't know.
Config folder.
Because it's racist? Location. I'll be right back.
No, the server.
I knew what you meant.
Apache.
I knew what you meant.
Oh, good. ETC, HTTPD. It's ATC, HTTPD. There is. Nope, it's not there. Where is the... How to access the Apache configuration files. I literally can never remember where they are. I'll wait until he gets back, because I literally won't be able to Google that and talk at the same time. I'm self-hosting all the website, like Butt First, Survivors Ready, Mix Minus Podcast, and I'm going to switch Geeky Gay as well, so I'm just self-hosting them, which means basically it's not important, Cyclone. This recording also goes to the level 13ers, so I don't want there to be like a huge like gap in there, but so he has to edit a bunch. But no, I host them myself just because I kind of like tinkering around with servers and stuff like that, and I want to stay as technical as possible. That's another reason why I'm like writing this Pride 48 bot, just so I remember how to write code. But and also it's a little bit cheaper because I can host three or four or five. I can host as many different shows as I want, like all on the same server. And so I only have to pay like the monthly fee for that server. And I use a company called DigitalOcean, which blah, blah, blah. They, you know, you tell it, I want this much CPU and I want, you know, and it's shared. It's not like they're giving me my own physical server. It's a shared hosting thing. But anyway, so, and it's also where Pride 48 is hosted and all that. But the one downside is when you pay for like web hosting, there's generally like a nice dashboard that says, oh, you want to set up forwards, or you want to set up, you know, FTP, or you want to set up, you know, whatever. It's usually called cPanel, but I don't have cPanel because that costs money. So I literally have to go into the server and like do stuff. So I always, so like for these forwards, I have to set up a virtual server. It's like you have to set up a config file for each of your sites. So if you want to do a forward, you have to like set up a virtual Apache server, because I'm using Apache, not Nginx, which is the other one. I'm sure there are more, but Apache is the one that usually kind of comes with WordPress or WordPress uses. So I always forget what folder those stupid config files are in. Hi, Daniel. Welcome back.
etc.conf.d.
Is it?
etc.conf.d.
etc.
Isn't it etc.conf.d directory?
.d. No, not conf.d either. I'll find it.
Oh, really? PrimeD had 12 terabyte drives for cheap? Huh. I should have bought, because that's on my list of to-do things, is to clean up my hard drive, because I use two SSDs on my system, right? I use the primary SSD, which is a 512, and then I have a storage SSD or a work SSD that's a terabyte, and then I have a 3 terabyte magnetic disk that I archive things to, and then I have an external 8 terabyte USB that I archive, you know, glacial things to, so I push things there forever. And currently, with two podcasts plus all the videos that we were doing for Mix Minus, I'm already like halfway, I'm over 500 gigs of content on my work drive.
So I have a Synology NAS.
Yes.
And I my goal is to sync all of my computers to that, but then sync that to Google Drive and OneDrive, because so that I have two cloud backups and a local backup, plus the stuff that's on my computers, but I haven't set that up yet.
Wow.
So I want to do that. That's what I want to do. The 3-2-1 strategy, actually the 3-2-1 strategy would really be, I would put everything on a drive and I would mail it to you. And then I would have one backup in the cloud and then I would have another backup locally. I think that's what 3-2-1 is, but.
Well, if you mail something to me now, it might get here before you die.
Maybe. I don't want to cause any ballots to miss, you know, where they're supposed to go. By the way, if anyone's curious, /Apache2/sites-available.
There you go. I knew that.
Yeah, is where it is. So
SSD only has like 48 month lifespan. Well, it depends on how much you write to it. Just like anything else, it really just has to matter. It has to do with how often you read and write from it. Just like the magnetics lose their magnetism over time, from friction, the SSDs lose their memory over time from use. But that's why I always archive things to magnetic. I keep everything. But when I'm working and when I'm rendering a video, I want to use an SSD to render it. I don't want to render it on magnetic.
Oh, yeah. If you can, you want to render on a solid state because... Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
For sure. For sure, for sure.
Yeah, no, but then I archive things. So I have an internal 3 terabyte that I archive things to. And then periodically, I'll move that over in a compressed form to the USB magnetic, which is the 8 terabyte.
To be honest...
It's so weird. It's like all of the data that I was saving before I started doing our YouTube channel is equal to the amount of data that I've taken up from doing video over the past almost 2 years of doing YouTube. It's just like video just takes up shit tons of space.
I may have lost all the old Adam and Maddie show audio because at some point it got deleted from my web server and I had downloaded a copy of all the files to my computer, but that computer I stopped using a long time ago and it's literally been in the garage for like 4 years. And I have no idea if that hard drive is any good anymore. So, I mean, I know where they are, but I don't even know if the computer will start. Well, it doesn't need to. I could just take the hard drive out and then mount it. Not sexually, but...
Well, I didn't. Do I have this? Is this what I think it is? Beep, beep, doot, 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 beep. By the way, do you know what this is?
It sounds like a remix of We Are Family.
Yeah, yeah. But do you know what this recording is from? Because you're about to know. Ready?
Yeah. No, I don't know what it's from.
Let's go on this journey, Adam. Earlier. Earlier. I didn't know I was going to play the whole fucking song, though.
The following
program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwags.
Is that Adam and Maddie
coming
show?
To you from New York City? No. This is Jaded City Season.
Be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
Oh, is that the beginning of the very first Pride 48 or something?
It is.
Down all the way.
Well, hey all, it's Tom again. It's about 10 minutes to 3 in the afternoon on Sunday, Father's Day.
Hi, remember me? It's Mikey Pod. This is episode 124.
The following program is adult in nature. Listener discretion is advised.
Time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show.
All of those great podcasters scattered all over the internet and pre-recorded. I wish there was just one place where all of those great podcasters could be found broadcasting live.
Wish? Did somebody say wish?
It's Pride 48, 48 hours of live streaming audio from your favorite GLBT and GLBT-friendly podcasters from all over the world. Live, streaming, and sometimes entertaining. It's Pride 48, and you can join in the fun by calling in live to any or all of the participating potties. Pride 48, starring...
Here's the list, Adam. First year list. You ready?
Yeah. There were going to be a lot because it was 48 hours.
Dubious Intent, Big Fatty Online, Ramble Redhead, Archer Radio, Stars and Tartan, Galore Podcast, Amarin's Podcast, Little Aussie Battler, That Blue Jeans Guy, Online, Without Smearing My Eyeliner, The Smiths Occasional, Ashanti No Lemon, VJ Netcast, There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, The Occasional Fag, Real Men Wear Pink, We're Mean Because You're Stupid, Live It Up, The Adam and Maddie Show, Jaded City, The Big Gay Sex Show, From Bostonia, Mikey Pod, Edge Radio, and the Foul Monkeys Podcast. I'm your announcer, Auntie Vera Charles from VeraSpeaks.com. So let's begin our 48-hour extravaganza with the Pride 48 kickoff show. Starring the co-creator of Pride 48, your hostess with the leastest, Daniel Brewer!
Wow, we didn't even co-host the first year.
Oh, well.
I think, but I seem to recall I like had you guys on the group of folks.
Yeah, I think you did.
In here. I've been playing music, I guess, on the stream, gearing it more towards the talk. And so Adam was like, well, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could do that? And we kind of said, well, what if we could just do a weekend of it? What if we could just fill a weekend with talk?
Jesus Christ.
And that's what started
like 11
this
years
journey.
Ago?
11 years ago.
Adam, did you find the noisiest chair in the house to sit on? Oh, no, he's over there. Sounds like he's got
I am not hearing it. See, this is a typical Adam and Maddie show. Maddie just immediately starts bitching at Adam about something. Can you find the noisiest chair? Yeah, I was looking in my thing here, my hard drive here, to see if I had any old Adam and Maddie shows tucked away. I don't think I do, though. I mean... The only Pride 48 you guys would have been on would have been the first one.
Yeah.
It's like the second year you didn't have the Adam and Maddie show and you weren't podcasting. And then we went to Vegas and that's when you got back involved. That's when we started doing Dubious Intent.
Yes.
Do we have, let's see. Oh, we have this. I hadn't lost it. TikTok before it was TikTok. And messy drunk Anessa, which is the
Amish motherfuckers. Bring me a drink and then you can churn your butter.
I feel like, no, that couldn't have been Maddie laughing, but it sounds so much like Maddie laughing in the background. But that was in Vegas. That was so, in Vegas. He didn't ever go to Vegas, so. So, yeah. Yeah, definitely Cyclone. Good winter day project for me to go in. So, TB, I'm just wondering, like, what you're doing while you're listening to us. I can only imagine you're, like, sitting back, sipping a gin and tonic, like, with a guy fanning you, eating some grapes. I don't know. Pinning your memoirs, maybe. Oh, okay. Playing video. What video game? What video game are you playing?
Were you going to join him?
I don't play any video games, but somebody on the Throwing Down channel asks me because you know I talk about Pokemon occasionally, and they're like, "Hey, would you add me to your friends on Pokemon? I can help with the remote raids." And I said, sure, I can add you, but I really don't raid all that much, so you're probably not going to get any invites from me. Hades? I haven't heard of that.
You know what? Adam, do you have a Switch?
I do, yeah.
So I saw a news story, I almost pulled it for tonight, that I guess the Biden campaign has a virtual location inside of Animal Crossing?
Oh, that's weird.
Like, you can go over, he takes no malarkey or whatever. It's like, there's like the official Biden campaign, like, set up a place in Animal Crossing. I don't know.
So they have like an intern who was really bored and they're like, oh, you know, hey, what, you know what I'll do?
But you know, I mean, that stuff matters. That stuff matters.
So Mark actually saw our next, I've talked a lot about Trump signs, but Mark actually saw a Biden sticker in our next door neighbor's window.
Oh,
yeah. The one that we saw naked.
Bumper stickers. Oh, so, the hot one.
No, not hot. Just the one-legged one.
The one leg. Wait, he only has one leg or he just has a big dick?
No, I don't know about his dick. He's just one-legged.
Oh, he only has one leg. Well, I'm sorry for laughing at the guy for having one leg.
I'm not laughing about the one leg. I'm just...
No, I was. I thought that you meant like he had a big dick. That's what I was laughing
I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing at him.
But you were laughing on the inside.
I'm gonna post a picture in the Discord.
Yeah. Hey, so I know... I know that you have a problem with the show audio going on Discord instead of the stream.
Problem is a strong word.
But I was thinking, is like, if you don't want it in here, I mean, I could do the audio on in the level 13 Discord, and then that way it's not out in the main chat room.
We could do that. Yeah, I'd probably like that better.
Because you can listen to the audio over one channel and be on another.
Well,
server,
I don't.
So
well, I don't know, because I like being able to see who's listening, though.
Yeah,
too.
See, that's what I like that too. It's like I. It's like I, honestly, because
then I know
like
who's interacting. You know, no, let's not do that because
it's like we don't have sponsors, so it doesn't matter how many people are listening to the stream. It's like if they listen this way, then it's easier. Then
no, it's fine. No, I'll just leave it like it is because I want to keep the chat in the Pride 48 chat room because. You know, I just do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. You can be listening to another channel.
And I like being able to, like, see that TB is still listening but completely ignoring us and not chatting, which is fine.
Wait, every time you ask him a question, he immediately gives you an answer. So,
no,
like, how is he not listening? Or
I know. No, I know he's listening. That's what I'm saying. I like to know that he's listening. No, there's no wow. I'm saying I like to know that you're listening is what I'm saying. That was a compliment. And Ed Chan, Ed Gong is Ed Chan, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't like saying Ed Gong. Ed Chan, I like to know that he's listening as well. And I imagine, and this is not racist, I want to say that before I say it, but I imagine that he's eating noodles while he's listening to us. Now, some people might think that's racist.
God.
But every time...
But now you're going to explain why it isn't?
But every time he's on the Pride 48 Zoom chats, he's eating noodles. So that is why... And I love noodles, too. Noodles are good.
Sounds racist.
I can't multitask.
Ha! He's playing Animal Crossing. Have you gone over to the Biden place in Animal Crossing?
No, I need to charge my Switch. It's in my nightstand next to my bed. So
no, I was asking Ed Gong if he's like he says he's currently playing Animal Crossing. So I'm just curious if he's gone to the Biden thing. It's like I feel old because it's like I don't play the Animal Crossing, and so I'm just like what the people have the islands and I don't know what they're doing. It's like I feel like a grandpa like trying to explain things.
Okay, so
this is Sydney at the top of the stairs.
I have to explain this photo. So Mark was looking for Sydney. And the studio is at the top of those stairs. And he was looking for her for like 15 or 20 minutes. And that's where he found her.
Do you know what I would do?
What?
That wall right there.
Yeah. Which one? Not the one with the rail, but the other one?
Yeah. The other, I would paint it Pride 48 purple and do a little like rainbow border along it, like leading up to the studio.
No. No.
Why?
That is tacky.
I'm
not
going to
do that. No.
Yeah, because then you could hang all the Pride 48 shadow box stuff on the wall, and then it'd have the Pride 48. So it's leading up to the palatial Pride 48 studio. Just paint, Adam.
Well, that staircase is right next to our living room. Like, I want something that looks actually, you know, designery, not like, I'm not going to put like shadow boxes and all that. I'll put like artistic, you know, photos or art or something like that. I do want to do something on that wall, but not
see,
that.
You and me are different people because it's like, I don't want to have my house in Better Homes and Garden. My house is the reflection of us. And it's just like, if that's what we do, then it's like, that's what we're, it's like,
no, I don't even
people
do
coming into my house. I'm not embarrassed by the things that I do. So it's
no, I'm not embarrassed, but I just don't see that as decor. Like I won't, in the studio, yeah, because, I mean, that's fitting for me because that's where I do my Pride 48 stuff is in the studio, but I'm not going to, like, put it all over the place. I don't do family photos either. Like, I will not put family photos up on the walls. I hate it. Like, I'll put art, I'll put, you know, paintings or, you know, architectural photographs or, you know, whatever, but I'm not going to put family photos up there. So like any of my family photos, they're either in the bedroom, like on the night table or something, or they're like in my office or in my studio. So, but I won't, like in the living room, I don't want any family photos. It's just the way I am. If you'd like to visit Biden on your Switch, you'll need to lay in a bed and fall asleep. Then you'll be prompted by Luna, the Dream Suite Tapper? Tapper? Tapier? Character to enter a dream code. Huh. That's interesting.
Hi, Joe in Dallas.
Hi, Joe. You're watching me? How are you watching me?
No, Sydney is up there watching you.
Oh. Yeah, well, she was missing me. She heard my voice. She's like, oh, I hope she's not scratching the door. She has a tendency, I didn't hear anything, but she has a tendency to scratch doors when they're closed and she wants to get somewhere. And you'll have little claw marks, or we will have little claw marks.
Yeah, we've gotten to the point where we just moved the litter box downstairs because Buzzy is having problems climbing the stairs. So now everything's downstairs. So he just screams a lot now.
Oh
he can't have family photos in the bedroom because it's like the family members are watching.
I really have a problem. I've really had a problem recently. Sydney sleeps with us. And the problem that I have is, like, she's used to when we go to bed that she's going to bed with us. And when we're having, you know, boyfie time, you know, I have to leave her off the bed. I'm not going to have her up there on the bed with us, but it's distracting because I know she's sitting there, like, waiting to, and luckily she's patient. Like, you know, she doesn't bark or like scratch on the side of the bed or anything. She just waits until we're done. But sometimes I'm like, I'm thinking about it. Like, oh, she's down there. Like, but if I put her, if I like close the door and put her in a different room, she would scratch on the door. So,
some people like a crowd.
Yeah. I don't know. And I've always had a dog. I mean, for most of my life, I've had a dog. So I don't know why all of a sudden that's something that has started bothering me. And we're thinking about getting a second dog so she'll have a little brother or sister And then we'll have two dogs. And I'm like, oh, are they both going to sleep with us? Because she's been sleeping with us for 6 years. So she's used to sleeping with us. If we started not having her in the bed, I don't know how she'd handle that.
Yeah.
Luckily, I say we, but it's mostly me. I only like small dogs. So,
as a cat owner, how many times has the cat tried to? They haven't ever tried to join, but they'll get stubborn about laying there. It's like they're laying at the foot of the bed and they're like, they don't care what you're doing. It's just like, no, fuck you. I'm laying right here. I'm not moving. So, they've been present a lot, but they haven't joined in. I remember when I was living with my parents when I was younger and we had a cat, like a new cat. Like a kitten, but not old enough to be cat size, but young enough still to act like a kitten. And that cat loved to, you know, anything under a cover. So it's like if you move your ankle, you know, your foot under the cover, she'd pounce on it, you know, and it's like she just loved to pounce that stuff. So yeah, she once like attacked my balls when I was masturbating. So I was like this teenager laying in bed, like masturbating, and this cat just whack, just like sinks her claws into my fucking balls. I was just like, Jesus.
Oh, that's
so
not good.
So I guess she joined in.
Ooh, no. I wonder, actually, I mean, I know this is getting into bestiality and stuff, but I wonder if there are any people who, like, let's say, like, their ass licked. And they're like, you know, I can't find anyone on Grindr tonight.
Yes, but, bestiality is not just a word. It's actually a thing. It's like...
But my dog, Jim Bob over there, I don't know why the dog's name is Jim Bob.
People that have, like, really? Great Danes and St. Bernards, they like to...
really likes peanut butter. You know.
They actually like to get fucked by dogs.
Oh, TB actually said peanut butter. Wait, do you have experience? Like, actually, I guess I knew the peanut butter thing as well. So, I mean, look who's talking. It's a running.
Well, there you go. You killed that conversation. Adam.
Running,
congratulations.
It's a running joke at work. Bestiality is a running joke at work.
No, the peanut butter joke.
Oh.
And apparently there's people that like horses too. I don't know.
I've seen a video. I have seen a video. And I think a horse has killed someone before. Like someone has died from attempting to have sex with a horse.
I'm sure.
There was a story about it. I don't know if it was a real story.
It's probably probably in the Darwin Awards.
It could have been in that, the one that, don't Google what phrase?
Mr. Hands.
Well, Big Fatty would come up if we Googled Mr. Hands. So, I mean, it would just literally be a link to bigfattyonline.com. So.
Can easily be ruptured by horse insertions.
Horse insertions was my stripper name in the early 90s.
Gay confessions on Twitter is to be believed. Peanut butter on your boy hole is a thing.
It's a thing for what?
I mean, is a thing like there was like gay confessions on Twitter. Wait, there's a Twitter account called Gay Confessions. Now I have my interest is peaked. It's like Twitter.
That sounds like something where we could play that music, that deep thoughts music from. That could be a bit like, you know, the deep thoughts music from Saturday Night Live. You play the deep thoughts music and you read gay confessions.
There's a whole bunch of gay confession accounts, though. Which one are we talking about? Homo My God. What's the at for it?
Let's see. Do I not have a YouTube app on? I know I have a YouTube app somewhere on this.
No, it's not that one. That one's boring as hell. What is dental drama? What is Kathy Bacon going on about dental drama?
I don't know.
Deep thoughts with Jack Handy.
Just saying goodnight to Mark.
Goodnight, boyfie.
Let's see. Well, apparently I don't have
YouTube. Gay sex secrets. Okay. You don't have what?
I don't have YouTube on my tablet, apparently. So I did have it. I have YouTube TV on there, but I don't have, I mean, not that I can't install an app.
Gay sex tweets for it. Gay sex tweets. Did you, let's see. I recently received head from my straight married brother. I love piss, drinking it, being showered with it, and getting it in my ass. I also like incest. So when COVID is finally under control, I'm going to invite my brother over. I'll turn off the water to the toilet, and when he goes for a piss, I'll wait till he already started, and then I'll tell him, hey, don't flush. The tank is leaking. The guys are coming tomorrow to fix it. We can drink beers or whatever, and we can fill up the bowl with delicious piss. After he leaves, I can drink the incest piss right out of the bowl. Someone gave a lot of thought to that.
Does YouTube not work on iPad Pros anymore or what?
No, I was just watching YouTube on my iPad Pro earlier.
It's not giving me the option to install it, so I guess I already have it. Can you have an app and it not show up on any of your screens?
I've owned my iPad for 2 weeks, Adam. I don't know.
I don't know where the only iPad app went. I've ever opened.
Ever had.
That's so weird.
Have you updated to iOS 14? Asked TB.
I don't even know. I don't know. But all I've got is YouTube TV on. I mean, all I can see is YouTube TV. But when I search for YouTube in the App Store, it doesn't.
Swipe right and search.
I don't know what that means.
Swipe. Isn't that what you do when you want to hook up with someone? You swipe right?
I don't see a search. I suck at iOS. I swiped all the way left and all the way right, and
so
I don't
you went
see
to the
search.
App Store, not to the iTunes Store, or the,
I went to the App Store and I searched for YouTube, and YouTube came up, but most of them have a little get.
Yes.
Button.
Yes.
And YouTube did not have a get button. It has a little picture of a cloud where the get button would normally be.
Oh, that probably means that you already have it, but it's like not on your... Click on the cloud and it'll do it. Is that one of those things where it's like for space-saving reasons, it's like it's not installed in your computer or it's...
I don't know. I clicked on the cloud.
Now it's downloading.
I'm going to see what it does. So does that mean I have it, but they've put it in the cloud because I haven't used it in a long time or something?
Or it could be that it was tied to your account, like you already had it installed on another iOS device, and so they know that you have that product.
Well, I clicked the cloud, and it looks like it's downloading something. Yes.
They gave up on you.
I'm more of an Android person, so also I'm now a boomer, apparently.
Oh, so if you don't use an app for a certain period of time, it just like says, "Oh, I'll just get rid of it."
And I don't know.
You can just download it.
No,
I'm asking Cyclone because he says they gave up on you. I don't know. I saw that. Why can't I talk? I saw that Microsoft is going to progressive web apps on Office. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. That's their whole direction, though, is PWA. What was I thinking about? Deep thoughts. Deep.
With Jack Handy? Thoughts. Was that this whole thing was just to get that?
Music. Well, that's not going to be the same music, but it would still work.
My dad is single, so he has one big fleshlight and a smaller one hidden in his nightstand under some books. Whenever he leaves for work on a trip, I always take one out and rim and lick it because it tastes just like dick. I'm hoping one day he'll leave some cum in there.
Deep Thoughts by Daniel Brewer. I don't know. That's not the same music, but I mean, I don't know what the music was actually, but.
There's some, excuse me. Had the COVID.
There's probably not even a deep thoughts. Let's see if they have any. Oh, here we go.
And now Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
That's Phil Hartman.
One thing kids like is to be tricked. For instance, I was going to take my little nephew to Disneyland, but instead I drove him to an old burned out warehouse. Oh no, I said, Disneyland burned down. He cried and cried, but I think that deep down he thought it was a pretty good joke. I started to drive over to the real Disneyland, but it was getting pretty late.
That's it.
Wow.
My boss and I are considered essential workers, so we've continued to come into the office when most everyone else worked from home. When no one else is in the office, I suck my boss and let him fuck me. I hope Corona never ends.
Lovely. It seems like all those confessions are all sexual in nature.
Oh, yeah. It's called Gay Sex Secrets.
Oh, Gay Sex Secrets. I thought it was Gay Confessionals.
It's called Gay Sex Secrets, and it's, at Gay Sex Secrets on Twitter. I mean, I'm not reading them in order. There's a lot of just like books. It's like, if you ever wondered where gay fiction went to, it's apparently on this Twitter account.
Oh, that Kathy Bacon one saying dental drama was, she at replied both of us. So were we talking about dental? Oh, you know, we were talking about nubby teeth.
Oh, okay.
You know, whenever you...
So Kathy Bacon was listening.
Yeah. And she also says that Geeky Gay TV should be a grave digger. He just keeps digging holes. Vera, wait. Maybe your foot pain is all your P90X. It's killing you. Mm-hmm. Maybe so.
It's like, Vera is mad at me. Well, Vera's wrong. Well, but I love her.
He was wrong in that one instance.
I know. You start with the I love you, and then you
I love
say
him,
wrong.
But he was wrong in that one instance.
But she didn't say it that way.
So what are you going to do on the weekend?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to edit this show and put it out. And then
sounds exciting.
Sane Elsewhere.
Oh
no! Actually, you know what? I have a thing. I have a thing that I bought. I bought some power tools the other day.
Oh yeah,
because I was going to fix the fence, so I'm going to do that at some point. And then I also bought a shed, like a not a real shed, but like a you know one of those Rubbermaid big extended ones that are half height that you can put up against the side of your house, so you can put yard tools in. So I bought one of those, and I need to put it together. So it's putting the shed together and doing the fence stuff. And then I have a project in the studio that I want to do, which is to convert one of the walls to a cork wall for all the excess pins that we have, because we have hundreds of these excess pins that I don't have any place to put. And so I'm basically making an entire wall, which is like 12 feet long. So it's like 12 feet by 8 feet cork board, basically, for pins.
Isn't it great that when you become a homeowner and you're older as well, that your fun stuff you're going to do on the weekend is like, oh, I'm going to hang some hooks to put my weed eaters on. And I really wanted to attach a string to the ceiling of the garage with a tennis ball, because I am always hitting the wall
lasers. We have that laser thing that tells you where to park. No, in fairness, we were going to go kayaking on Sunday, and we have Monday off to go to Animal Kingdom.
Kayaking?
No, we were really going to go kayaking.
Yeah, but you were also going to kayak as well.
We don't need to drive up to, like, the Springs to do that.
To kayak?
No, we can... Anyway, we were going to do that this weekend, but then that got canceled on Sunday, but we're still going to Animal Kingdom on Monday. So we're I don't know, having a nice...
You have to be careful when you're kayaking. There's a tendency to get wet because, you know, the boat can flip over.
But I'm not putting the cork in... This is the YouTube studio that I was talking about. So it's like I'm...
And they don't care about audio in there. That's...
No, we sit right next to the microphone. We don't... It's a big enough... We're talking out in... We're on a loft, so there's no wall in front of us to echo sound back. So the way that we're talking, there's nothing to echo off of because it's just empty space. But... and it's carpeted in there. So it's like... Yeah, so the cork board is just basically functional because we have just a ton of trading pins that need to go somewhere. But no, Bacon is not in level 13. Kathy Bacon has not joined level 13. What was I going to say, Adam? I don't remember what I was going to say. What are you doing this weekend?
We have community day tomorrow for Pokemon.
Yeah.
So that's from like 11 to 5. So we'll probably go to some park where there are more Pokestops, and then and then we'll, you know, catch. I don't even know what the Pokemon is tomorrow that's highlighted.
Some,
but we'll
park. You're gonna go to some park.
Yeah, a park. A park. We're gonna catch Pokemon.
Catch. No, people can't appreciate that you're doing
air quotes,
scare quotes.
Air quotes
every time you say this.
But yeah, so we're gonna do that, and then other than that, I've been trying to see my parents every weekend for like an hour. Just because, you know, I feel like we live so close, and that's the good son thing to do. And a lot of people see their parents once a week. That's a thing. Yeah. So I just thought, you know, I'm gonna start doing that. So I'll probably see them, and then that's about it. I'll probably work on this Pride 48 bot thing.
You know, your Discord is not muted, right?
I know. I don't know why it started. Well, I knew I was hearing the Discord sound, but it's funny that you're hearing it, though, because...
you're going to tell me that it's not going to my channel, but
it's not going to your channel.
Because I'm hearing it.
But it's literally not going to your channel.
Everyone in Discord is hearing it. It's not like it's soft or anything. It's like we're hearing it like pretty loud. I mean, not like loud, but I mean, it's like it's very clear. That... I have like a weird hybrid Twitter stream. Do you have a weird hybrid Twitter stream? It's like I'm like scrolling down it and it's like, I would have to share the screen for you to get this, but it's basically like, I'm going out, here's a political thing. Democrat Jamie Harrison is doing a thing. Here's a picture of Bruce Springsteen. Oh, porn. There's porn just right in the middle of Twitter.
I do have porn right in the middle of my Twitter stream.
It's like, and when I'm sharing screens all day at work and whatnot, it's just like, I'm just terrified that I'm just like going to like, you know, it'll head bubble up to the top of those porn things on Twitter.
I don't use my personal computer for anything work related. I have a work laptop, and so that's what I use. But I do understand. Like it's always the phone problem when you're gay, especially. I mean, I'm sure straight people have this problem as well, but especially when you're a gay man, you tend to have lots of, you know, porn in your browser history. You usually have pictures of various dicks in your photos, and your mom's like, oh, show me the pictures of that recent vacation you went to or whatever, and you're like, oh god.
I feel like that is the biggest crime. That is the biggest crime of the century, is that both Google Photos and iOS Photos do not give you the capability of just marking a picture as private. Like, hey, I know this picture is in my photo roll, but I don't ever want anyone to see it unless I have, like, you know, I want a folder for all that stuff. It's just like, you know, I don't understand why I can't just like tap on a picture and just be like, private. This picture is private. And therefore, if I want to look at private pictures, I can go do that. But if I don't want to look at private pictures, then I can hand someone my phone and they can look at my pictures from, you know, Acapulco. I've never been to Acapulco.
Oh, God. I never want to hand my phone to anybody.
I know, because of that.
Let them see it. I want to hold my phone.
That one little change, would just make everyone's life so much easier. And also, the other change that would make everyone's life easier is if when you ask your GPS for directions, you could be like, and don't say anything until exit 12. It's just like, I don't need a turn-by-turn how to get the fuck out of my driveway. It's just like, can you just shut the fuck up?
I live here.
It's like, I know I'm going out to the interstate, and I know I'm going to go north, and then once I get to exit 12, I'll be lost. So, yeah, why don't you talk to me then? No, I know, Cyclone, that people, you shouldn't, but it's like Google Photos is not just on your phone. You can go to photos.google.com, so it's easy to show people pictures, you know, at work, because you're, like, screen sharing, and it's just like, oh, yeah, and it's like, you just type in photos.google.com, and it's your latest photos from your photo roll, from your phone. But the problem is that, you know, like, I think we had to take pictures after the car wreck of some of our bruises and stuff. And it's just like, I know that, like, those have like popped up on like meetings before. Yeah. Which is like, what the hell is that? And I was like, oh no, it's just, that was my knee.
Joe in Dallas asked if my parents liked the hat that he gave me. Mm-hmm. And the hat doesn't really tell anything about what political party you're in. It just says vote. So I had it on when I went over there the other weekend, but they didn't say anything. I didn't go, look, mom, look at this hat. But it just says vote. It doesn't say Biden or like,
but it's
Trump
blue.
Sucks or
it's blue. It's a hat that says vote, and it's blue. See, vote blue.
It's a denim hat.
It's blue.
It's denim. Well, denim is blue, but it's denim.
Oh, it's not the hat you're wearing. The hat you're wearing right now is blue.
No, it's not the hat I'm wearing right now.
How dare you not wear the hat that Joe and Dallas
got? I mean, I wear plenty of hats. I'm just not wearing it at the moment. But no, they did not say anything, but it also is very inconspicuous, like super inconspicuous.
Is that dog crying?
TB says, if I give my phone to someone, I say, don't scroll left. If you do, it's on you.
Wait, Adam, he said he sent you the 864-511-0320. I don't know.
No idea what that is.
It's too long to be a phone
number. It says vote on it. No, it's not. That's the right length for a phone number. It says vote. But like, there's no Biden or vote blue.
What is that phone number?
There's no Democrat.
What is 864-511-0320? What phone number is that?
And the letters vote are in different colors. Like,
86-45-11-320.
Well, I can't go get it to look at it right now because it's in the closet.
Oh, I get it. 86 meaning kill, 45 meaning president, for the 45th president on November 3rd of 2020.
Oh, well, maybe I didn't get it.
Like, there is a number puzzle.
But it says vote on it. I don't remember seeing numbers. Now I'm going to have to look at it again. But anyway, they didn't say anything. I had it on when we went last weekend, but they didn't say anything. But I have looked at it several times and I've thought, how is that saying that I'm going to vote for Joe Biden? I've looked at it over and over again and I was like, well, I mean, it's definitely inconspicuous. So we got that part down. I mean, I can wear it and not worry about getting, you know, punched in the face.
You don't follow QAnon or anything at all?
No.
Right?
Follow in what way? I know.
Do you read about it? The shit that these people think that they...
No. At this point, I basically am like, I know who I'm voting for. I don't need to read any more news stories. But I do check the polls every day, which...
You know. Even though you don't believe them because you're just like, no, they're not right.
Well, I'm a pessimist. And
you almost said procrastinator.
I am that too, but that's different.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, Joe, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, like, there's nothing. They didn't say anything because there's nothing obvious on it. Like, I mean, I'm fine with it. I appreciate the gesture. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't say like Biden, you know, or anything like that. So there's going to be, you know, but they didn't say anything. So I don't really know. I didn't ask them. I should go in next time and be like, hey, what you think of my hat? But also, Mark feels very uncomfortable when my parents get into the political arena of conversation. Mm-hmm. So I try to steer clear of that.
Or the town halls?
No, but I read a couple of articles the next day. So, I mean, basically Biden's was very presidential and sticking to the actual...
Oh, yeah, like Stephanopoulos and him like had a whole policy discussion.
Yeah, policy discussion and like very, you know...
Meanwhile, is like...
And Trump lied for an hour.
Savannah Guthrie's over there just like trying to get...
Trump to denounce white supremacists.
Wait, so the geeky gay that you posted 2 hours ago has to do with the two geeky gays?
I mention it.
Is you're like using their logo as your...
Yeah.
Well, then why don't you do... Oh, see?
I just mentioned it because I played Baron Frosty's voicemail and he mentioned it.
What's their Twitter? So, two geeky gays... There.
I don't need a matchmaker. I'm capable of like reaching out on my own if I decide to do that.
Nope, I'm doing it right now. Look at me. I didn't do it. I just retweeted your thing.
They're in it, and I just always had to find some stupid photo to go with because it's just something you do.
Our latest episode of our podcast is out now. We talk Emmys, Mandalorian, and Marvel. That's on their Twitter account, and that was from September 22nd. I don't know. I can't tell if they're like YouTubers that are trying to do a podcast or podcasters that are trying to do a YouTube. But it's like there's a lot of mix on their Twitter account between their YouTube channel.
I think they're just throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing if any of it sticks. Maybe they have an OnlyFans as well. YouTube, OnlyFans, podcast.
What the hell is Glitterbeam? Oh, they were on Glitterbeam Radio. Join us at 7 p.m. this evening for an hour of geeky goodness on Glitterbeam UK. Let's see what this is. Global LGBTQ radio station. Listen online on your smart TV or on Alexa or download the Glitterbeam app.
Oh, look at that.
Let's see what this is.
I don't know anything about Glitterbeam, but I can tell you.
Listen live. Adam, they're a global LGBTQ radio station.
Look, I'm not putting them down, but anything on the internet is global, right?
Yes, I know. Also, it's not a radio station. It's a streaming service. It's just like... So here's their Tuesday lineup. The Morning Beam is on at 7. Glitter Morning is on at 9 p.m. or 9 a.m., I guess. Afternoon Party is on at noon. Back to the 80s is on at 1800. And at 1900 is Geeky Gay, Two Geeky Gays. But it seems like this is that whole, what was the Q Nation or whatever? Like, it's mainly music, and then they have a couple of talk shows kind of snuck in there.
Nobody really likes doing live, and if they do, it's usually a video thing now, like on Facebook or, damn it.
Well, it's usually Twitch nowadays. If it's live, that's usually where I go first, is Twitch or YouTube.
Wait, you know what I'll do?
The Gossip Gaze.
I will do this. Nope, maybe I won't.
We should reach out to Glitterbeam and say, hey, we do a live show. We would like to be in your lineup.
What, simulcast?
Yeah, why not?
We could. I don't understand why Discord is not showing up in my volume mixer. I was just literally going to mute it in my volume mixer, but it's not showing up.
There's like a little bell in the top right hand corner. Just mute. Just click on the bell and it'll mute everything.
It's already clicked. It's already done.
Oh. Well, then you're on your own.
There's a line through it. Now, if someone's messaging you in a private chat window, will that?
Oh, yeah. You have to go to that private. Yeah. Click on the bell there.
There's no bell in the private ones.
Oh, I see. There's a thing, because I'm getting direct messages from the same person that are not making noises over here. So
I have to literally click the bell on every single channel that I'm in. Yes, I do. There's a bell in every channel.
Ah, so stuff was coming in on another channel.
Well, I don't know, but there's bells in every channel.
I just have my...
So there must be a way...
See, I don't ever want the noise. So I think I just went in and she's like, don't ever make a noise because I don't need to, like, I can see. I don't need you to, like, bleep at me every time there's a fucking anything. Notifications under app settings. Yeah, you can just disable desktop notifications.
It's already disabled.
Oh.
And all sounds are disabled as well.
They're well, all, clearly not.
They're all unchecked. I could share my screen and show you.
I'm just saying, clearly something is... I just heard it again.
No, I don't think those are coming from me. Are you sure they're not coming from you?
I'm pretty sure because at the time that those noises are happening, nothing is happening on my Discord.
Well, if they're coming from me, I don't know how to fix it because I will literally share my screen right now. Nope, I won't.
I believe you.
Because you won't let me share my screen. Like, but there's nothing else I can disable, and it was already set that way. Like, everything is disabled. So, I don't know. Maybe it's TB's Discord. TB, mute your Discord.
They don't look very old.
Huh?
The two geeky gays. They don't look very old.
Oh, well, I just saw a little thumbnail-sized. I didn't see, like, a...
For YouTubers, they don't have a lot of pictures of themselves. So. It's like their YouTube channel is all like playthroughs and stuff where you don't see them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I found a video on YouTube that had them in it. But I was looking at a small, like the thumbnail size. Because I went to the videos tab.
All right, Adam.
All right, Daniel. Did I ever say what I was going to do? Yeah, Pokemon Go. And that's it.
You're going to do Pokemon.
Yeah, I need to mow the yard.
Nice.
So I'll probably do that.
And you refuse to hire someone. So it's like you will be running a fever of 105 and you'll still be out there mowing the damn yard. I'm going to mow the yard because Baron Frosty said I wouldn't.
No, I bought all that equipment and I want to mow my own damn lawn. So all I'm right. mowing my yard.
Good night, chat room. Thank you for being good night, here. We chat appreciate room. It. And good night, level 13 folks.
Yeah.
Who are listening to this later.
Or whenever.
Well, that would be later.